So last time, if you remember, we'll jump to the conceptual part here. We noted that right, if you're dividing carbonate conceptually, in terms of what is their purpose, you get different models, right? You have the carbonate that they may accomplish kapara at some level, but fundamentally their role is to create the space of the mikdash. And we saw that the Dad Zakenim thinks this about the menorah, right? He uses it derech mashal, but he says, right, just like a house needs a light, not just like a light fixture, but light the light on. So the menorah, you light the menorah, and that is part of the, right, the ambiance, so to speak, of the mikdash itself. Yes, it's a miseder akarbonos, broadly speaking. I mean, Rav Lichtenstein argued the same thing is true of the tamid. The second thing are things which are straight up kapara. But we noted that that can happen in two ways. One is chatas. Chatas is mamish, I did a sin, I owe, you know, I have to fix the sin, so I bring a carbon which fixes the sin.
Hashem Vadai.
Right, and Hashem Vadai is like that. The Hashem Gzeilos, things like that. The simplest shot is that an ashram talui is not like that. The ashram talui is mechaper ala adam, and therefore it protects you until you know whether you did the sin. I remember just lesaber da ozen, right? I remember I once, this is one of those very alone foot moments, but when I was in yeshiva, so I had a chavrusa with Aaron Schreiber, who was Schreiber's son, but when I learned with him, he was six, right? Now he's in 12th grade. But whatever, he was 6 years old. Yeah, like a lot of people have like chavrusas with like little kids in the yeshiva. Like for like half an hour, 45 minutes a week. It was nice. So once I was learning at the Schreiber's on Friday afternoon, so I went over there. So Maria joined us. It was his daughter, who was 8 years old. And Alon Shvud kids, they grow up on learning. So I, we were learning Horios, Mishnayos. And we were talking about this, and I said, "What does this remind you of, right, Asham?" And without missing a beat, and this is a tshuva in the Sri Yesh, not that she knew that at the time, right? It's like, oh, it's like, what's it like? Let's see if you can get it. It's like Egla Rufa and the death penalty, right? That Egla Rufa is brought until you find the murderer to be mechaper and protect Klal Yisrael, right, while you're searching for the murderer. But once you bring the murderer, you still have to punish the murderer. Because even though they're both bringing about kapara for murder, they're functioning in different ways. Right? Ashem Talui protects the Adam, Chatos is mechaper on sin. Egla Rufa protects Klal Yisrael until you find the murderer and bring him to justice. But one isn't poter the other, even though they're coming for the same sin. Which is a very clever lamdus, right? It's also where the Sri Deish says, right, explicitly, right, that dual model is what lies behind the status of Egla Rufa, and that's why the Gemara says that Egla Rufa is Kodesh Kekodshim, right, that we learn it from Karbanos. In one sense, is it a Karban? It's a Karban like an Asham, right, that is there to be Magin Al Yisrael, because there's a general sin, right? Right, obviously, this Canaan aren't chayiv for the murder, but Chazal say at some level they're culpable. So until you can find, if you find the person who's primarily responsible and put him to death, so then you're machaper, right? You exonerate yourself by bringing to justice the person, right? By being involved in the justice process. But if you can't, you need a holdover, right, to mechaper on that more generic sin, right? So you see that this model exists elsewhere in halacha. Okay, I remember I told Rav Schreiber, he was so proud. I'd also be proud if my kids could figure this out. We'll see in 3 years when Mayor can figure this out. Anyways, fine. And we saw a few nafkaminas to this, right? The Shita Rabbi Elazar, that you can be misnadev in Adam in Asham if you want, right? You can bring it even without a particular sin.
Because
going in the Gafra, right? It's not, right?
Is the state of the person post suffix sin? Well, that's implying you, because that's
right. So obviously, you this is a one directional nafkamina, right? You could say, you can't say that you can bring a chatos, right? As in the dava. You could say that the Asham is Mechaper al Ha'adam and still say you can't be Misnadev B'chol Yom. Right? It's a one-directional Nafkamina.
You can't bring an Egla Rufa.
Correct. Right? I mean, that's what I said. It's a one-directional Nafkamina. Right? You can say it's Mechaper al Ha'adam and say that you can bring it voluntarily or you can't bring it voluntarily. But you can't say the opposite. Right? You can't say it's Mechaper on a specific sin and say you can do a Benedafa. Like, that doesn't make sense.
So it's really not intrinsically tied to a particular status of suffix hint. It's just, it works in that context.
Correct, because you could distinguish it, right? You could say, well, what is asham? Is it machaper on the state of suffix sin? Or is machaper al adam, and one particular expression where an adam needs kapara is suffix sin? Now, what would be a raya for the second point? Right, is the fact that this is the case we came from, is that there are cases of ashamos that we bring that are mechaper al adam, even though it's not suffix sin, and that was the case we actually started with, right? Which the Ramban, right? The Ramban says that's why Mitzora brings it, right? Because a Mitzora has to be mechaper on his entire spiritual personality, right? There is clearly not all suffix sin, and that proves that it is more expensive. How much more expensive it is part of the machlokas. Okay, and then we saw also the Mishnah in Krisos that that Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur. Okay, then we move to Ola. Now Ola is interesting because on the one hand the Gemara calls it a daron, right? Calls it a present, but we saw the Ritva who says that's very nice that it's a present, right? But first of all, the Midrash and the Gemara both say it's either mechaper al lavim or on al lavim vaseis, or according to the Midrash, on hirhurei avera, right? Meaning it's other sins that are not covered by chatos and ashamos, which are only cases where what? You're bichayv misa or kares bemezid, right? Remember, a chatos and an asham are only brought in a sin for which, if you had done a bemezid, you'd be bichayv misa or chat or right? Right? The ola, according to the Midrash, right, is mechaper on other things, right? Other sins.
They're mechaper or just to bring...
They're mechaper, not mechaper. They're mechaper.
Just bringing in double soul.
Then it's mechaper, right. So the Ritva says, I don't understand. How could the Gemara say that it's mechaper on ases los ases hirurei leiv, and yet say it's just a gift, right? And he says, furthermore, how could it be the pasuk says lechaper al nafsho seichem? Forget the Gemara. The pasuk says lechaper al nafsho seichem. So the Ritva says, look, there's different ways of kapara. There's direct kapara and there's indirect kapara, right? If someone is angry at you, right? Look, if I steal money, so I return the money and I fix the local sin, right? But you could also say, like, look, a couple gets into a fight, and the husband goes out and buys flowers. I ich kashur flowers to their flight. It's not, right? But I give you a present, and that softens the blow, right? So it could be that Ola is mechaper ba'alil, right? Like, from the right, sort of comes from the outside as mechaper. Now, because I don't think we're getting lishma, right? Let me push you on something that theoretically I would give another shon. Maybe we'll get to, but who knows, right? You should be asking me, this is all very nice, but why is it that chatas, that a iser kares requires an actual karban, and other mitzvos done b'shogeg or even b'mezid don't require a karban? You can bring a karban that will be mechaper, but why aren't they mechayivit? Right? I mean, we've established that it's not. Right? The chata, an iser kares b'shogeg is mechayiv a chatas, and a suffik iser kares is mechayiv in asham.
Right.
Why is it that an asay and alav and hirhurei alev and all those other sins are not mechayiv karbanos? Why is it that they're relegated to the lower level?
Right.
Right? So, Bednarsh, I remember in one of those, I mentioned to you, the Shabbos Shurim, where he just went through Shas, right? And told us all the main lumdas on Shas.
Yeah.
So he suggested, maybe, so if you look at the Ramban, so in order to understand, you have to look at the next Ramban. The Ramban says something very strange. He says, V'yitachin lomar. Ba'avur shlo his kir ba'karbanot ha'nidava l'chaper alav al-shagotah v'asher shagot kasher b'gavad ha'achet v'amar v'nirtzam haya l'rabotenu b'mashmud azeh shechaper al-mezidim she'enem rutzim l'panav k'yashogeg af al-pi shechata ritzui Hashem. Right, this is the key line. Right, he says. Right, so this is the way I heard it from Lichtenstein is the following. Okay, I'll give you the very, very, very regalachas version of it. Okay, why is a shogeg a sin, or why is it that you need any kapara for any shogeg ever? Why? Just by accident.
You think it doesn't matter?
Oh. So one possibility, the Rambam says in Perkei Halacha Vav
Vilchoshak, full accident either.
Ah, good. So the Rambam says what both of you said. The Rambam says, right, in the context of Hilchos Nida, Lefish lo badak yafe yafe. Right? Why is a chayav a shogeg? Because you weren't careful. I mean, mazid, why are you punished? Because you blatantly went against God's will. Shogeg, there is sin. It's not the sin of rebellion, it's the sin of flippancy. Right? I didn't care. I wasn't careful enough. Right? The Ramban raises that possibility in the Shaar Gemul, but then in his second answer in the Shaar Gemul, and here in the Torah, he says, no, it's not true. Shogeg is not a sin. It's not a sin. Right? He says, he's afal pishechata ratzui Hashem hu. Right?
In what sense doesn't he
come out? So what is it? Right? They're enam ritzuyim lefanav. Right? They're still not in good standing with God. Right, they're not ingratiated with God. Why? So the Ramban makes it a bit clearer in the Shaar Gemul. He says, you know why? Because sin has a metaphysical reality to it. Right? It has a metaphysical reality to it, which is it creates a pagam benefesh. Right? It creates a pagam benefesh. And the karban is a gift from God to fix the metaphysical sin. Right? Or the way that Ron puts it the Ron says, sin is like a poison. Right? He says it in a different context. Right? The Ron says it in the context of what happens if you get a psak, or that something is mutter but it's asur. So, does it hurt your soul? So the Ron says, it should. Why? Because it's like spiritual poison. If all the doctors in the world told you something wasn't poison, and it was, you would still die. Right? So he says the same thing is true of sin. Right? It's a shogeg, it doesn't matter. Right? It affects you. But God, in his infinite grace, gives you a karban, called a karban chatas, and it's mechaper. And I'll say, Losa say, Hurra Lev, you only get a daron, you get an ola. Why? So Rebbeinu said, maybe what you see, according to Ramban, is that only sins, it's not just a quantitative thing. There's this chakira the Achronim all like. Right? Aravero, Isiri Hefter, Isiri Gafra. Which I hate that chakira. But what do they mean? Right? Is it that there's something fundamentally wrong about sin? Like, you know, this is the Menno question, right? It's the Menno, right? Is something wrong because God said it was wrong, or is it wrong and that's why God said it was wrong? Right? So they ask the same chakira by sins. Right? Is it God said don't do it? So you shouldn't do it. Or is it fundamentally wrong and therefore God said don't do it? Ben Nar said maybe that's the difference. The Isurei Kares that cut off your soul, right? They're spiritual poisons. There's a reality to them, whether or not you did it rebelliously. And therefore, even if you did it b'shogeg, you need a chatas.
So why Isurei Kares?
Because, you know, why? I don't know, right? But he says, right, descriptively, right, that Yisurei Kares are that type of sin.
They affect you badly.
Correct. And the Yisurei Lav, Yisurei Aseh, are just, you know, Al Ha'adam. But he said that might explain this also. Because a Chatas, right, which is Mamish, is Metaken, you only need an Yisurei Kares. That second level Kapara, right, of lower sins, right, they don't create the same Pigam Benefesh. So, what did you damage? You damaged your relationship with God, right? You're not Ratzui Hashem. So God is not going to force you to fix it if you don't want to. But if you want to, how do you fix it? Not with a localized, right?
Fixing the sin, but with a fixed relationship.
Exactly, right? It's the difference between, you have a spouse, right? You have a couple, right? If they get into a fight about how to spend money because one of them is a spendthrift and one of them isn't, and now they're in debt, right? So flowers isn't going to cut it, right? You know, the party that spent too much money is going to have to go out and get a second job, right, to balance their books, right? Doesn't matter, right? There's a real pagam you got to fix. If they get into a spat about, you know, you ruined the vacation, you didn't smile, and I don't know, whatever, right? Right? So you bring flowers and you go out on a date, you make it up, and so, right? Because it's about the relationship. Not, it's not about, there's not a fundamental problem being fixed, there's a relationship issue. Right? So the Ramban says, look, a shogeg, for a shogeg, it's only by Isurei Chatas. Right? Because then, even though Retzui Hashem, even though you're fine between you and God, right? It's like the back to our couple, right? The wife says, I forgive you for being a spendthrift. I really do. But, come on, we still got to figure this out. I totally forgive you. That doesn't mean the creditors aren't coming. Right? Now, Rav Ben Nash had an interesting raya for this, besides for the Ramban. Right? The Gemara on Avodah Zarah Samach Dalet Amud Beis has a machlokes. What is a ger toshav? So we paskin that a ger toshav is what? Someone who's non-Jew. Someone who's given mitzvos. But Rav Meir has a shita there that it's someone who's mekabel kol mitzvos chutz minevela. Why? Because the pasuk says that the nevela goes to the ger. Right, so it can't be that he's high. Right, he's higher than that. Right, so that's the pshat of the Gemara. The Meiri quotes the Ravid and says, "No, you know what it means. A ger toshav is chayiv in all isurei kares and misa, and pater mikol halavin." Right, that's what it means. It's a stand-in for all lavin. Why? Sorry, Ben Nar said this nice lamdus. He said, "Wait a second. If you tell me that isurei kares require a different level of kapara because they create a pagam benefesh, so I understand why you would say that someone even before he converts could commit himself to those sins because they have a reality that is outside the commander-commandee relationship." But if Isurei Lav are only usur because of the commandedness of the Lav, if you're not commanded, they're meaningless. So you wanted to explain the Ravid in light of this distinction you suggest for the Ramban. And therefore, Isurei Kares require Chataos. Right? Because they create a Pagam, they have a real manifestation, so to speak, that needs to be fixed. Other sins, even when they're done B'mezid at some level, it's about the relationship. Right, and what you need to fix is not the local problem, but the general, right? E ritzui lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right now, I know this. What I'm saying now is somewhere between philosophy and lamdus, but here you can't really help it, right? This is how the Ramban talks. Right, the Ramban says literally, this is the difference between an achatas and an asham, between a achatas and an ola. Right, and as we saw, there are halachic nafkaminas to this. Right. Okay. What's the next category? So the next category is things that really, 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 really are not about kapara, right? They're really not about kapara, and yet they are mechaper. What do I mean?
Just by the Ramban. So the Ramban saying that these are nidavos,
correct.
Their own. It's not for kapara, or it is for.
It's for ritzui. That's what he calls ritzui, it, right? Right. Right. Look at his last line. Yeah. Right? Well, let's continue, right? He says, Im kein yefshar l'chapra mezidim zulasi al aseh v'lolos ha-shinita ha-glaseh shenolish kvam onesh. It can be mechaper for regular sins that don't have a punishment. Why? El she'enem ritsuyim l'melech b'avur sh'avur al mitzvaso. You and the king are not in good terms because you violated his will. U'vameh yisratzu al adonim. So how do you get back in the good graces of God? V'daron hazeh, with the present. Right? I mean, it's meduyak in the Ramban. Right?
He says, E-F-shar lo l'chapra mezidim zulasi al aseh v'lolos.
Right or no, he says, except for lower levels. Right? Mezid kares, you can't be mechaper with an ola. Right? You need misa. Right? Or kares. Right? You need punishment. Right? Shogeg kares chatas. Because you are ratsui. Right? I mean, it goes in both directions. Right? He's saying at some level, since if you violate an asei b'mezid, you don't have a pagam, but you're not ratzui, but you and God are not good. You got to fix you and God.
Just
a chatas, the Ramban is mechadesh, right? And iser kares b'shogeg, you and God are fine. God isn't angry at you. But you still need to fix it. There's still a problem. Right? Right, meaning, right, the Ramban is explicit. Right? It is, right? It's, and again, there's borders on philosophy and lamdas. Right, but there are nafkaminas to this. Right, that's again, that's why in Asham you might be able to misnadev. In Ola Lukuleyama you can be misnadev. Right, this again back to the relationship example. You may give flowers because you're in a fight. You might also bring flowers every Friday afternoon for Shabbos, right? There's nothing wrong, right? A wife doesn't look at her husband every Friday afternoon. What'd you do? Why are you bringing me flowers? Right? No, sometimes you bring presents, tamazoi, right? Right? Meaning it can act, right? And right, that's sort of the philosophy. Why an Ola, if you want to, bring whenever you want.
And if you bring a Torah's Bemezid, you have both the problem of the effect.
Correct. And it's an egregious sin, right? You need to be punished. Right. Okay. So the fourth level are things that really aren't about Kapara at all. And yet, they affect Kapara. Like what? So I gave you a few examples. One is Big Day Kahuna. Right? Why are Big Day Kahuna in the Beis HaMikdash? The Tiferes.
That's distinct. Yeah.
Right? The Tiferes, the Pasuk says, right? To make it beautiful. Elamai, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Avan Yane Bar Sason, Loma Nismichal Parshas Agabonas Parshas Big Day Kahuna, Loma Lacha Makarbonas Mechaprin, Ap Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin, to tell you that just like the Karbonas Mechaper, at some level, Big Day Kahuna Mechaper. Ktones Mechaper, Al Shvichos Dam, Shnemar Veishkudu Series in Midbulat Kunos Adam, Michnasai Mechaper, Al Gili Arayos, and it goes on and on and on. Right? The Mi'il, right, is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, because Dvarim Shabakol, right, the sound of the, right? In that case, right, we're now down a level, right? This isn't even, right, it's brought for some sort of weird kapara. It's not brought for kapara at all. It's just that it's still, and this is the amazing thing about the Mikdash, is that even things, right, the Gemara has a vision that everything in the Mikdash at some level is about kapara, even if it's totally not about kapara, right? There's chatas, which is kapara local, asham, which is on adam, ola, which is ritsui, which is like sort of kapara, right? Tamid, which is about the Marech and HaMikdash, but still brings Kapara. Right? And then there are things that are about L'chobar U'Tiferes, they're about making it look nice. And still, everything in the Mikdash, by definition, is part of Marech and HaKapara. It's part of the Kapara framework. Right? Now, another two examples. Right? The next one is also very well known. Right? If I asked you, why does a Nazir bring a Chatas? Right, so everyone knows that, except Pashto says, why does he bring a Chatas? Because he needs to get out of being a Nazir, right? It's fundamentally, right, the main role of the Chatas Nazir is to get out of the Nazirus, right?
It's fine to bring a Chatas.
What?
It's fine to bring a
Correct, no. But that's exactly the Gemara's point. He says, Amar Shmuel, Kol Yoshev B'Tainez Nikrachote, if you fast, unnecessarily, right, you're a sinner. Sober, Kaitani holds like Rilozer Kapar, Tani Rilozer Kapar, Rebbe Omer, Matam, Lomar, Vichiper, Love, Masher, Chatala, Nefesh, Vichibiaz, Nefesh, Chatas, right? What did the Nazir do wrong? El Shatir Asmum and Ayai, and he didn't drink wine, Valutvarm Galvachomer, Umazesh, Lotir Asmum and Ayai, Elam and Ayai, Nikrachote. If you're a sinner for just holding back from wine, I'm at Sar Asmum, called Dover, Vidavra, Lachas, Kama, Vikama. But again, you're right. The Gemara on a level of lamdu, on a level of philosophy, Tamamitz was asking why a chatas, right? Because there's a sin at some level in Nazir. But remember, the Gemara itself says it's not true of everybody, right? The Gemara says there's some Nazirim, they're mamash tzadikim, right? They do it for the right reasons, but they still have to bring a chatas because, right? This is what the Gemara is saying. It's not really a chatas. It's not really there. It's really there as a metahir, right? Or as a whatever, as a matir, to take him out of Naziros. But we have to find some sort of sin out there that is mechaper on, right? And the same thing, right? And the Gemara is sort of, right, funny one, right? Yishalu tamidav Yerushim ben Yochai. They asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai, "Neiman Matar Yoledes Mivia Karban. Why does a woman who gives birth bring a karban? A chatas? Amar Leh Bishash Kras Leled Kofetzes Benishpas Shalitazik Labayla. Because during childbirth, she says, I swear I'm never going to sleep with my husband again. This is not happening again. Right? Picham Ratav Rikavi Karban. So you need a kapara on it. What if a woman didn't? She still brings the karban. I mean, fundamentally, it's not a chatas. Right? What if a woman didn't? What if a woman was under general anesthesia? Right? Right? Like, right? Oh, she didn't make... I know she didn't make a nether, no karban. No, of course not. Fundamentally, it's not about kapara. It's a chiyuv. Elamai. Even things that are not about kapara. Right? Eichshu, somewhere down the road, it's related, some way to sin, right? And what you see is that the Gemara is drawing these right, these different levels, right? There's intense kapara, there's general kapara, there's ritsui, which is sort of like kapara. There are things which are there for other reasons, which sort of give kapara in some backhanded way, right? But then there are karbana that are not. There are karbana that are not about kapara at all. And which are those? There's two of them, right? Really three, right? There's three which seem to not be about kapara at all. They're karbanot ritsui, right? They're only about the relationship with you and God, having nothing to do with sin, and that's shlamim. And what's the best raya? Probably this is true. So I just gave you one: is that the Gemara paskins that a goy can't bring a shlamim, even if he wants to, right? A goy is allowed to bring a karban, but the Gemara says shalmei ovdi kochavim olot, right? Even if he tries to bring a shlamim, we bring it as an olah. Why? Iba yisema svara. Ove kochavim libo shalashamayim. Iba yisema kra. Asher yekrivu lashem leolah kol makarvi olah lahave. Right. Either a pasuk. Right. Everything he brings is an olah, or his heart is to heaven. Maza is heart is to heaven. So Rashi says his heart is only to heaven. Right. Shlamim is unique because what's the classic karbon? In paganism, in Ola, I'm giving something to God. Shlamim is unique because it mostly goes to human beings, right? What's the point of it, right? What did Chazal say? Lato shalom bein, right? Right? Whatever that means. But what is the Gemara telling you? That shlamim is down a level. Shlamim isn't about. It's about a relationship, netto, right? It's just about improving relationship. And therefore, if you're not in that parsha, right, you want to give God a gift. You don't want to enter into a covenant, right? Shlomim is a covenantal karban, right? You eat, I eat, so to speak, right? Kivyachol, but that's what the Gemara says, right? We learn mali achilas mizbeach, mali achilas adam, right? The Gemara learns halacha lemaisa things from that, right? And this is, you find this in Kachim, that the line between philosophy and lamdas is very, very sketchy, because the Gemara has a lot of lamdas, like halachot, that are learned from mali achilas mizbeach, mali achilas adam. Right, that at some level we actually look at it as achila, right? So the shlamim seems to be not about even ritsui. It's about forging a positive relationship, right? There's nothing negative. It's the flowers. No, it's a date, right? That's really what a shlamim is, right? It's a date, right? Right, and we break bread together. Kivyachol a million times, right? Fine, but that's how the Gemara seems to explain it. The sixth level is machshirim, right? Which really are not about kapar at all. They prepare you. So a nazir you would think is like that. A carbon ger is like that. Right? It converts you. But there's no sin. Right? He was a goy before. Now he's, you know, right? He's kakaton shenilut, right? Tinok shenolot, right? He's like a new baby. Right? He has no kesher to his past. Why does he bring a carbon? Right? As a machshir, to bring him forward. Then there are matirim, right? Things whose whole purpose is to permit. What? All those different things that you need, right, at the end, right? Like Yoledes, the last stage in her, right? After the Chatzos, the last carbon you need to bring, right, after you go to mikvah is, right, to go back to mikvah, there's just, right, certain karbanot, and if you don't bring that, you're mechuser kapara. Then there's the matirim, like the omer, right? And in the case of there's, right, what's a matir? A karban, which is a matir, is a karban whose whole essence is wrapped up in its ability to be matir. Right? So you look, for example, the Shita of Rav. Rav says, I'm a Rav. Minchas ha'omer shekim shalol shma psula. Ho'ol u'ba lahatir v'lo hitira. Right? He says, normally the halacha is that a karban, right, if it's not brought lishma, is lo alu labaylim, but it's kosher. But Rav says, not true of minchas ha'omer. The Omer, if you don't bring it Lishma, then it isn't Matir. And if it isn't Matir, then it's nothing. Why? Because a carbon, which is a Matir, its essence is wrapped up in its ability to be Matir. And therefore, if it's not Matir, it's not just like, it's a good carbon without Matir. The carbonos, which are Matirim and have no Kapara element, right, their definition is wrapped up in? In the Matir. If no Matir, no carbon. And the last one, which we'll have to discuss much later in the year, are the karbanot achila, right? Which are totally different, right? And those are the Pesach and the Maaser and Bechor. Pesach is the most striking because, right, l'may nafkamina, that Pesach is defined by its ability to be an achila.
You have to eat it,
you eat it, and is brought. So the best one is, look at the Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim ba'am betumah ve'ein echalim betumah. Right, most things, there are five things, they come betumah, right? Tumas tzibur, but they can't be eaten. Ha'omer sh'alechem l'chaponim zechek sham l'tzibur shiri rasha chadashim. Ha'pesach sh'ba'a betumah nechal betumah sh'lo ba'a mitchiloso ela la'achilo. The Mishnah, right? This is not like an achron. The Mishnah says, because if it comes, it better be eaten. Right? Everything else, so you bring it betumah, you minimize the problems. We'll bring it, but we won't eat it. Pesach is meaningless if you don't eat it. Because it's defined. Like the way the Omer, according to Rav, is defined as a matir, and if it isn't matir, it's meaningless. The Pesach is la'achila, and if it's not nechal, it's klum. Right? It's klum, hevel, nothing. It's garbage. Right? So what we have is eight levels of karpanos, right? So just to run through them one last time. So we have things which are fundamentally ma'arechet ha-mikdash, but may have kapara elements. Then we have super intense kapara for local sin, which is chatas. Then we have kapara al ha-adam, which is asham. Then we have ritsui al ha-adam for negatives, right? Right? Where I'm fixing a negative, I don't have to, but if I want to fix a negative, right? Flowers after a fight, right? Which is an ola. Right, and again, the nafkamin to all these is, can I be misnadev? Right? Does Yom Kippur machaper? In the case of the ola, right, can I bring it purely binadava? Right? Shlamim, which is now on the positive aspect, which is to forge a relationship, right? That's going on a date without having to make up for a fight, so to speak. Right? And then there are the three that come for specific purposes. Right? Machshirim, right, which permits some, right, which moves status along. Matir, which, as Rav says, are wholly defined by their ability to be matir, right? That is their essence. And therefore, according to Rav, if it isn't matir, it's nothing. And similarly, for Achila, the Pesach being the classic example, that shloba mitchilasu el Achila. Right? And therefore, again, but what's amazing, and like I said this, in Kudshim it's very hard. Right? Sometimes you'll hear Lamdas and you'll be like, that sounds so philosophical, right? But it's like, it's not like me. It's like the Mishnah, or the Gemara, or the right, or the early Rishonim. Like the Mishnah says, shloba, right? It's defined, its essence is to be an eaten karban. Right? It sounds very philosophical. Somewhere between lamdas and philosophy, but it's a Mishnah, right? There's not like, you know, it's not a Telzer, right, who blends lamdas and philosophy. It's you know, the Tanaim. So those are I think basically the levels of karbanos. But as I said, and I've emphasized this over and over again, the reason it's important to understand this is not as a tameh hamitzvah shir. Right, is that things will fall into place because you'll find out in Karban Pesach there's all types of radical halachot. Right, there's not the only one. There are all types of halachot that are wrapped up in the fact that Pesach is defined as la'achila. Right, you'll find out that Ola, right, there are all types of things that are important about Ola, that it's Doron, right? We'll see that other Karbanot which are Doron, there'll be discussions in the Gemara. For example, can you bring a Karban B'shutfus? Right? The Gemara will be Menaseyachet this way. Well, it depends. What's the point of a... Right? Can you bring... Right? Depends. What's the purpose? Right? Certain types of things you can bring Meshutfus. And we'll see certain Karbanot, it'll have Nafminis for Bailos. Right? It'll have Nafminis for Bailos. So, like, there's a Diyun, right, which weighs in, which is a fascinating borderline case. Right? There's a Halacha, we'll see. Minchas Kohanim are burnt entirely. Right, they're not eaten at all. Right, the reason the Chizkuni writes is because it's a daron, it's a gift, and what type of present is that if you take some of it back? Right, correct. But then you have a very fun case, which is what happens if you have a minchas knos of an eishes kohen. So it's coming to be machaper or whatever on the eishes kohen, but it's owned by the kohen. Right, so which bailos do you look at? Right. Well, that's a hard question because it depends. What's the purpose of the mincha, right? And therefore, what type of bailos is relevant to define whether it's a minchas kohen, right? So these questions come up in all types of fascinating lamdish cases throughout Shas, which we'll explore next week. We'll do lishma.